Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Representative Gabe Evans show. No. This is the Chuck and Julie Show.
True, straight up. Brought to you by what, Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine with Dr. Jack Schaefer, and HappyTrees.co, and Denver Cytogenics and Dr. Julie McCallan. A lot to talk about today, a lot of Republican, Colorado Republican politics, but also a lot of national Republican politics. We're going to have the woman who's in the eye of the storm, Vicky Tompkins, the El Paso County.
El Paso County, right.
Republican Party chairperson.
Attacked by Christy Burton Brown and the evil people, the establishment
Don't call us rhinos. It is kind of funny because we had Anil on, and Anil made his fiery speech, and then he was posting it on Facebook, and everybody, when he was complaining about rhinos, and so all these people were complaining that he was complaining about them, and then it's like, aha, so you self-identify as a rhino. But anyway, but we want to start off with Casper Stockham. I mean, everybody who's listened to our show is familiar with Colorado politics, totally familiar with Casper Stockham. The worst kept secret in Colorado, he revealed today.
Well, to have him announce it, not you.
Welcome to the show. Make sure your mic is on and everything. And what do you got to say today?
I think my mic is on, right?
It's on. You're good.
All set. Awesome. Yeah. So I announced this morning that I was going to run again for Colorado State GOP chair. And I announced it at the Arapaho County breakfast meeting that our friend Dick Wadhams was the featured speaker.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
So, I learned a lot. So you guys probably do not know this, but the reason why Colorado lost, there's two reasons. Okay. The first one is Trump.
Okay. No, we knew that.
The second one is Trump. That's why we lost.
Yeah. And that's why we lost in Georgia, too, apparently.
Yeah, we lost everywhere.
Bizarrely, you know, Trump wasn't on the ballot, but well, there you go. So did you get Dick's endorsement? Did he pick that up?
No, I'm working on that.
Well, so let me, you have a platform, and you talked about this a little bit before on our show, Oust. Why don't you?
No. Let's talk about why. Let's hear why he wants to run for chair and what is
that is his platform.
I don't know. Is it? Yes. Is Oust his party that's, chair?
Yes.
That's part of my platform, Oust, for sure. And you can use all the connotations that go along with that, right? We've got to get rid of the old mindset. We got to get rid of the old ways of doing things. We got to change and do new things. But I also have something I call PMI. We have a PMI problem.
Okay.
And we have a purpose problem. We have a message problem and an image problem.
Okay.
And until we enhance our purpose, we find a purpose and enhance our message and our image, we are not going to win any races. So that's when I apply Oust to those situations to fix them.
Okay.
Why? I mean.
So you got an acronym on an acronym. That's great.
Why? What's your problem? I mean, you know, we talk a lot on this show about art concerns with Christy Burton Brown. But why? Why don't you, in a nutshell, kind of sum up for us why you think. I don't think you're going to find anyone on this show who disagrees with you, but why you think we need new leadership?
I have the perfect analogy, and not an acronym, but I have an analogy. So I use acronyms because it's easy for people to remember, right?
Right.
I say PMI and I say Oust. You know, it's like you guys were talking about Oust. You may not even remember what Oust stands for, but it stands for something.
Yeah,
exactly. So I had a reporter ask me just recently, he said, well, you supported the current leadership, as in Christy, 2 years ago, you know, you endorsed her, you know, for that seat. What changed? And my answer is, well, nothing changed. We kept doing the same thing over and over. we kept trying to interject, and Chuck was on the executive comm board with me. We kept trying to say, look, let's do some outreach. Let's do something different than what we've been doing forever. And we were fought tooth and nail. Yeah. So in order for us to really make the changes from ballot harvesting to all the other changes, we have to get new leadership in there. We have to change the direction of the party. And give it a purpose again. You know, what is our purpose? I asked this earlier today. If I ask the average Republican what the purpose of the party is, they would say what's in the bylaws, which is the purpose is to get Republicans elected.
No, it's to get consultants a lot of money.
I know, but that's not in the bylaws, right?
Oh, okay.
Should be. So,
now what happens is, to your point, we wind up getting consultants money and we wind up special and all this other foolishness. My thing is, we need to help more people. That is our purpose, to help more people. And we help more people by getting good Republican conservatives elected to office. There's a subtle difference, but we have to focus on the people, not on the party.
Well, you know, that's Chuck and I were talking about that earlier. I said, you know, here's the main thing in that the people no longer, and maybe they never did, but now we've just seen it more clearly, have anyone. By the people, I mean your average middle-class working family American, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not even family, but nobody looks out for us. You've got the elites. Right. And everybody looking out in the Democrats, exactly. They want to tell us how to do everything. Then you have the establishment Republicans looking out for the wealthy donors, and they want to tell us, they don't care maybe what kind of car we drive, but they want to tell us who we can or can't vote for. Meanwhile, no one is looking out for the people.
Right. So, for example, I think we have all supported Jack Phillips, right, in his efforts to fight against what's going on with him for years.
Right.
We go to the big shop, you know, we're making posts about it. Well, the GOP should have been backing Jack, should have been supporting Jack. The GOP should be supporting the lady, I think her name is Smith, right?
With the current Supreme Court case. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It's been silence from the GOP as far as this woman, and her constitutional rights are being violated right now.
Right.
So we need to have those kind of fights to protect the individual, the people. And we need to change the image of the party by going out into the community and doing good works.
Right. You're right. The Republicans, and you've preached about this for years, you know, we tend to, you know, the Arapahoe County Tea Party, the Adams County. I mean, it tends to be the same people over and over again, and we're looking out for each other. But there is, as you mentioned, like you were in Aurora, the people from Somalia, the community there. I mean, there's entire massive communities that the Republican Party hasn't put any, but they don't even know they exist, really.
Exactly. They don't know they exist. So I want to make sure with OUS, you know, we go in and we train candidates. So I want to train a bunch of new, fresh candidates from those communities.
Yeah.
Because they're registered Republicans. So, you know, they believe in the Constitution and so forth. I want to go in and train them how to be candidates to run for office, so we can start expanding our base. I also want to put a volunteer starts out volunteer, but we'll start to raise money for it, is a volunteer force of young youth to go out and do good works in the community. Just like I'm calling it the Colorado GOP Freedom Corps. So that corps would go out and put on the GOP t-shirts sponsored by whoever wants to give us money. And then we go out into the community to paint fences and mend whatever and rake the yards or whatever, but in the t-shirt.
We come over here. Now, I mean, we've got some leaves in here.
Well, you know, there was something to that. When I worked at the TV station, one of the reasons we were required to do a certain number, so they had whole departments that their plan was to get out in the community to show people we cared, right?
Yeah.
And we did care. And we were
By the way, they no longer exist.
They don't exist anymore, but because they don't care anymore. But but we were all required as employees, top to bottom, right, to participate in a certain number of those. And nobody minded. Yeah. It was always kind of fun. But the whole point was to develop an image in the community of a, you know, it was the brand, the TV station that cares about. And Channel 9 has done that better than anybody.
Well,
yesterday was Colorado Gives Day.
Right.
Did you see one thing from the GOP about Colorado Gives Day?
Yeah, yeah. They said the consultants need money, and we need to get a page out there and get them some money as we
can. You're killing me. You're killing me. Yes, we got to get those consultants, man. You know, they're just like one step away from being homeless. We got to make sure they.
Well, yeah, that's not a growth industry, being a GOP consultant in Colorado.
So, no, Casper, previously, you know, they had, you know, Christy Burton Brown had the backing of the major money donors, right? Uh-huh. We had Representative Ken Buck, who theoretically had his Rolodex for the big money, and neither of those works. Now, you don't really, I imagine you're not coming in with a giant Rolodex of massive donors or Phil Anschutz's endorsement. So how do you address the money part of it?
That's a great question. So there's a lot of things that we could be doing that we really have never done. So there's no outside the box thinking from the current GOP and the past GOPs. Right. They lean on the Rolodex, you know, and the Rolodex doesn't work. Right. So I'm going to go back to those same people, but I'm going to go back to them with the volunteer thing I was telling you about. So, for example, you know, let's say we got this Freedom Corps in place. And they're putting on the GOP T-shirts, and I go to a Phil Anschutz, and I say, "Look, we need $20,000 because we want to do this. You know, we want to paint the barn or paint the house or rake the leaves or whatever." They're going to want to do it because it's not controversial, right? We got a bunch of youth going out to do something, so we're going to be able to get donations in to do that, and that's going to give us additional money to do outreach, to do training. And to do other things we need to do to start raising up our PMI.
Well, so your electorate, the state central committee, is 520 mm-hmm. odd people, which represents 64 counties, and the chair, vice chair, and secretary. And that takes about half of them. The rest of them are elected officials. So we got less and less of those.
That's like four.
Four of those. So maybe we only have five, 10. Right. Yeah. And then you have the bonus members, which will be elected in February. Mm-hmm. So how do you plan to market to those various groups? Because it's going to be quite the fight, I think, in some counties anyway. Jefferson.
But you look at some of the other names of people who think are entering in.
Yeah. I'm not saying this is a lock. It's a lot of work. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I've been here before. In 45 days, 2 years ago, I only had 45 days to make a dent in this process, and I came in third. Yeah. Right now we have 90 days. It's almost like it feels like a year kind of deal, right? A lot of time. So I'll be visiting all the counties. I will be personally talking to all the chairs and vice chairs and secretaries and bonus members, showing them or sharing my plan with them that is different. But to me, it just makes all kind of sense for us to do this. So I believe, and I've already, I've already been talking to people on the phone, and I haven't talked to anybody that's pushing back on it because it just makes too much sense. So I think we're going to get a lot of people that are buying into this new process, and we're going to be able to take that over to a win.
All right. But hopefully,
what I like is to, however it comes out, having somebody like you or you specifically in there raising these points, and hopefully the other candidates, if there are some, and I'm sure there will be, will be pushed to address it. To say, okay, well, what's your plan for the get out the vote? What's your plan for improvement? Because they all say, we need to blah, blah, blah. But they never say to what, right? They say,
they don't have a
Trump's
plan.
I don't know. What are they going to put Trump in a closet? Even then, he wasn't on the ballot last time, and they still blame it on him. I mean,
he'll blame it. Dick Wadhams will blame it on him for the next 100 years. So there's nothing that Dick could have done to overcome. Dick got all his candidates. The establishment got everything they wanted, and they flopped terribly.
Because
whose fault is it?
It's Trump's fault.
It's Trump's fault, notwithstanding the fact that his favorite abortion Barbie, Joe O'Day, was anti-Trump, said he'd campaign against him.
That should have put him over, right? That should have made him, they should have put him over in Colorado, right?
Right, right. Even Michael Bennett didn't say he'd campaign against Trump.
So I assume you're still for closing the primaries. Is that part of your platform?
Absolutely. So, but it's being lied about, by Dick Wadhams and others. He said today that we want to close the primary so that only the select few 500 or so, get the pick. Yeah, that's how they're
when we could get lots of Democrats to allow us to have rallies.
So yes, I want to I still support closing the primaries and coming up with our own solutions for that. I was on the lawsuit. I'll be happy to go on it again. And as the chair, I will absolutely be on that lawsuit to make sure that we have standing this time.
Perfect. Where can then, Kesa, let me give you the final word and then also wrap it up by telling people where they can find out more, what they can help, et cetera.
Okay, thank you. So the final word is we need to increase or elevate our PMI, our purpose, our message, and our image. And we need to use Operation OUST to make that happen. They can get more information about both of those by going to CASPR4Colorado.com. I have the plan listed there. I have all the information listed there. And of course, I do need some gas money because I am going to be traveling to all 64 counties to share this message and make sure I touch base with everybody. So.
All right. Casper, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Please stay in touch. We're happy, you know, to get the word out, you know, for you. And then let me say this, too, as we go through this process, if there are any other candidates, too, and even Christy Burton Brown can come on the show, too. Just
so that'd be fun.
That would be real fun.
All right, Casper, thank you, sir.
Oh, anyone who's been asking questions during this, I'll be happy to answer them. I just haven't been trying to pay attention to the screen.
Yeah, so feel free. Yeah, actually, normally sometimes I'm like, hey, guys, don't go too rogue over there in the chat section. But for this, we will let you. You can go rogue and answer.
Go rogue.
Go ahead and answer because it's hard. I can tell you this. It's hard to type and talk at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks, guys. Take care,
Casper. Thank you very much. All right. Casper Stock in there. I think some of the other names we've heard are Heidi Ganahl, Eric Odlin, who was a congressional candidate in CD7. Mm-hmm. Some other names that have popped up, I think, have already kind of popped down and indicated they may not be interested. Christy Burton Brown herself has indicated she'll say by the end of December whether she's going to do it or not. My sense is that probably means a no. Right. I mean, otherwise you would say, yes, I'm going to, and then change your mind. If you said you haven't made your mind up, that means you're waiting for people to call and beg you to do it. Mm-hmm. And my guess is that's not happening. Before we go to Vicky Tompkins, wanted to talk real quick about because we'll stay on Colorado politics, but the whole Elon Musk Twitter Jim Baker thing.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I mean, the FBI is squirreling documents to wherever they are. They're trying to Bill Barr was working with the incoming administration to make sure their executive orders got out. I mean, all of them.
Well, back to last week when with Matt Taibbi and Elon Musk released all of the emails about the laptop suppression and the censorship deals and things like that. One of the key things that did not appear in those was any kind of reference to the government, because we knew, because also last week the FBI was deposed in that lawsuit filed by a bunch of Republican attorney generals, that the FBI was meeting weekly and had been for years, and particularly leading up to 2020, with the big tech companies telling them what to censor, right? So where was that? Well, then lo and behold, and Barry Weiss, I'll give her credit, former New York Times reporter, she and Matt Taibbi are basically kind of going through these emails, and remember they said there was going to be more to come, and nothing came. So apparently Barry Weiss called somebody and said, what's the holdup? And they said it was somebody named Jim. And she said, Jim who? And they said, Jim Baker. And she's like, Jim Baker, the FBI, former counsel. And Elon Musk has since tweeted out because Jack Dorsey has chimed in saying they should release it all. And Elon Musk's tweet was tweeting earlier today. Yeah, Jack, they were hiding stuff from you. It looks like they deleted some stuff.
No.
He says, you know, we're getting
no.
But I wanted to say, I mean, Elon Musk is a computer genius, right? So you would hope that, I mean, they do say, you know, I mean, if I was sending racy emails to somebody at work, I'm sure that somebody would find a way to, you know what I mean, to find them if they want. I was thinking, oh, the FBI could look for it. And then you're like, oh, wait, you know. But it does beg the question, what is it they don't want us to see, right? And just how evil they are. And, you know, you look at, so Dr. Fauci's daughter works at Twitter, right? Twitter hires Jim Baker, the FBI former counsel, to help cover up all the stuff that they need to have covered up. I mean, the cover up and the censorship continues. So, you know, we've said, I don't know if Elon Musk is a white knight or the GOP savior. I kind of doubt that, but at least he is for free speech and at least he's for getting this out there. But the other thing I think that it does do, even though the corporate media, what are they complaining? It's like, these are their private emails. So it's like, no, when you work for a company,
they're private. Oh, yeah. You know,
Right.
But he was going to work for any kind of corporation understands what they tell you is don't say anything in your email that you don't want the boss to read because they're reading it. Right. There's no such thing. It's the company's
the private email.
Right. It's and they're saying, oh, and people may threaten, you know,
you have email addresses.
They're harassing him. I mean, look at the conservatives and the people who have been threatened. Look at James Woods was talking about his career destroyed, right, by the Twitter trolls and the people at Twitter. And that's all okay. But as soon as it touches one of the elites, we can't possibly have that going on.
No.
So I think the good thing is on all of that, though, is what we've long suspected, it's certainly not shocking, is true. And not only that, as always, kind of like the whole Russia hoax thing, it's true to an even greater extent than we realized.
Well, I mean, if you know, there are three places that I enjoy getting information these days, and there are many others, but the three ones that give you something unique content or thought and some balance. And the two that, you know, Tucker Carlson, 6 o'clock every night. I'm bam. Yeah. I don't care football. Boy, I'm glued to the set. The other is Sundance, and he's
at the Conservative Treehouse,
and he's come out with what seemed to me off the wall theories that proved to be true. I mean, that really gets you when he comes over the you know, and then it proves to be true. And then the third one, which is the balance, is Real Clear Politics, because there's no objective news. So at least you can go there and it'll have one article from the left, one article the right, and you can read both of them and decide which one makes more sense to you.
Right.
But those three are at least ones that you kind of, hey, you know, two of them that give you some food for thought as opposed to the usual Sean Hannity.
One thing that's interesting, though, I saw Roger Stone is back on Twitter. One thing that, because we've seen the corporate media completely ignore the Twitter story as they've ignored everything, right? Mm-hmm. They're still talking about all the police officers were killed on January 6th, right? I mean, they don't even care about the facts. But on Twitter now, with some of the censorship at least relieved, you can see there's starting to be threads of internet journalists, citizen journalists. I don't know really what the term is for them, but I think that's someplace else that's good to go to now. I mean, Alex Berenson, well, Substack. Most of these guys, too, if you don't really follow Twitter that much, and it can be kind of convoluted, but if you go to Substack, you can also find Chuck and Julie on Substack. But Alex Berenson, Matt Taibbi, Glenn Greenwald, all of these guys are on Substack and Rumble, places like that, too, where they talk about it. So I think, you know, YouTube, I think in its own way, is probably starting to destroy itself. And because it is censoring so many people for so much, and it's really cutting into the amount of money that the content creators can make, people are now going to places like Rumble. And the more they go, it kind of, you know, develops some momentum. So, you know, people who never heard of it before do. But, you know, before we talk to Vicky Tompkins and more Colorado politics, Harmeet Dhillon announced she's going to run for the Republican Party, the Republican National Committee chairperson. Lee Zeldin, the candidate from New York, said he was not going to.
Because he said that it was already a baked-in rigged election, that what's-her-name could
Ronald
lose,
McDaniels.
Ronald McDaniel can't lose. You certainly hope that's not true, but I have a feeling it's true, just like McConnell.
Well, so the way that works is it's interesting. The Republican National Committee, there are three people from each state who will vote for that, right? And Randy's one of them. I think that.
Well, you know, you have your RNC chairman and your
people, yes.
And then elected officials. But I don't think it's three. I don't know who the third one would be unless it's a party chair.
Maybe it is a party, because I know it's Randy and then that other woman whose name I always forget from Colorado. But
oh, God.
Yeah, but they'll be voting. So you could see how
it Vera Oregon.
Yeah, okay. You could see how it could be rigged. You know,
So even if it's not rigged, you know, the rigged in the sense that she's sitting there collecting chits from people and getting things. So when you actually have the election, it's just like, you really think that Scott had a chance against McConnell? No, he didn't. I'm glad he ran. And I think Ronald McDaniel, you know, is a pathetic chair and does not deserve to be.
Well, yeah, look at what happened. Yeah, the red wave, right? It's kind of like, so we'll see what happens there. But I think, again, I think it is, as Neil Mathai said the other day, so passionately, it starts with counties. You kind of take over your county, then you go from the county to the state, and then the states, I think, where a lot of the power is. Because I think, again, the Conservative Treehouse had it just right when he's been writing lately that both the DNC and the RNC are private clubs, so to speak, that only the elite belong to. You know, you and I would not get elected to that. And you said the Democrats.
Well, you could. I mean, Randy ran. I imagine I could have run.
Interesting.
And and he won, but he's kind of an exception there. Most of them are like Vera Aragon, been there a long time.
And well, and most of them, like Carmi Dillon, have intertwining roles too. I mean, that's one thing. It's like, so wait a minute. So you're a consultant for the RNC, but then you're an RNC member. So I'm like, are you going to vote Ronna McDaniel out? I don't think so, right?
Because she's voting. Well, now she will because she's voting for herself.
But hers is not an unusual position. That Henry Barber is also a member of the RNC. So you have all of these revolving door people. They're consultants. They do business with the RNC. And then their RNC. I mean, that's kind of a clever thing. But the whole point is that it is a club. And the way he put it, the Sundance and Conservative Treehouse, which I agree with, he said the Democrats use their money to get power. The Republicans and the RNC use their power to get money
for themselves.
For themselves.
Exactly. For a very small group. For a very small group.
They're consultants.
That's the one thing for the Democrats. I mean, they do seize the money from the government and hand it out to their benefactors. Planned Parenthood gets a fortune. I mean, all these other ones that are their kind of groups, they go ahead and take and give the money out. Republicans, they just keep it for themselves.
Well, they keep it to the consultants, right? I mean,
well, the consultants.
Dillon and Henry Barber or Haley Barber getting paid. Well, they're getting paid by Republican National Committee money, right? Well,
and that comes from big donors, multi-million dollar donors. So it's amazing.
So it's a mess. So speaking of mess, we have with us Vicky Tompkins, the El Paso County Republican Party chairperson.
We've had heroic.
That's right.
The heroic.
You know, because I know you get paid so much for this job, Vicky, that.
Hey, oh, yes.
Thank you for your time. So I want to talk to you. There was a story on Color Politics kind of laid it out. But why don't, rather than me explain it, why don't I let you explain what happened?
Well, you know, I've been in this position since 2019, which is a shock to many, especially here in El Paso County, to finally get a patriot actually in office.
Right.
I had grown men crying because they'd never seen it happen before. So I count it a privilege to be in this position and not something that I want to ever abuse nor see abused. So for the first time, I filed a complaint because we have a group here who had been touting themselves as the other Republican headquarters.
Right.
Now, granted, this organization formed in March of this year, unbeknownst to us. During the complaint, we discovered that the state party chair actually came down for their grand opening in April.
Oh, that's right. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so I'm reading through all these documents and I'm going, she knew and didn't say anything to us about this. So we started hearing all this buzz around El Paso County. It was mainly Central Committee members who were saying, who are these people? What is this group? What are they doing? Why are they saying we have a second headquarters? Why are they saying they are the real Republicans? What is going on? What is going on? And Cheryl and I, which is the secretary here, were like, we have no idea. So we started doing research. Now, this was in July. We saw an email from Christy Burton Brown encouraging everyone to go over to the Peak Republicans.
Which was the fake headquarters, right?
Right. And I'm going, wait, okay, what's going on here? Something's not right. And then I started getting all this information from people here in town. People are going by taking pictures, recordings from radio shows where they're making these claims. And I thought, this isn't real. So I contacted the state party and I said, listen, this is what is happening. I know that you guys back in July had decided that you were no longer going to allow people to use the Republican name. You had already sent out a cease and desist to my Colorado GOP. And
it's interesting, I'm asking it's not the Republican name. But
yeah,
exactly. And I'm asking you because they are using the name Republicans without permission to do something. And I asked them specifically to send a cease and desist. Well, they kind of blew that off. I'm like, okay. So I contacted the Peak Republicans myself. And I said, listen, you don't have authorization to use this name, blah, 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 cease and desist, whatever. Well, they told me to go pound sand.
Well, okay. Let me back up. So these people, these are the usual rhino suspects, right?
Eli Bremmer.
You know what? To be honest with you, like I'm going to lie, I would not have said anything had these people, if they were not members of our county executive committee or our central committee.
Right.
All of them, I think, except two, were on the central committee, as well as there was probably about 20 or so who sit on our executive committee. Now, according to our bylaws, what you're doing, you're not supposed to be doing.
Right.
Because you haven't come over to this office to volunteer a single minute. You haven't donated a dime, but yet you're upset with me because the candidates that you worked so hard to get elected, because after all, they said I did nothing for the candidates, absolutely nothing for the candidates. Therefore, they did all this work for the candidates, and it's your fault they lost.
I thought it was Trump's fault. You should have said, I thought it was Trump's fault they lost. Yeah. Well,
no, here it's my fault.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Fault. Everywhere else. Well, and so these are the usual suspects who were upset that they didn't get on the ballot at the assembly. They've been fighting you from the beginning. They formed their own little group. And as you said, so if it had been a group of just sort of patriots who wanted to do themselves, you're like, okay, that's okay. But these are people who are involved in, and are officials in the official Republican Party. So they knew better.
They knew better.
And all of a sudden, the fact that they lost, it's your fault, right? And so then what now has happened? What has the Republican Party, did Chrissy Burton Brown say, oh my God, Vicki, you're right. I should have handled this totally differently way back when. Or
you are so funny. That's a joke. Come on now. No, actually what happened was I sent in a complaint because they didn't do anything. So I did an official complaint. I had asked them to do this and they said I would have to wait till December. Mm. I'm like, why do I have to wait until December meeting? What that's a whole month. There's no reason I should have to wait that long. We're in an election here.
Right.
And so I talked to the secretary. I read through our bylaws to find out what our next steps could be to stop this because it was causing so much confusion down here. We had all these wonderful new people who had come in that we had recruited and said, you need to get engaged. And they woke up, you know.
Yeah.
And so all these new people, they're like, Vicki, we don't know what's going on. We're so confused about everything. And they're sending me these emails they're getting from these different people. And Cheryl and I said, well, we're going to have a meeting because the central committee needs to know what is happening.
Right.
And I look through the bylaws. I can legitimately call a special meeting for things like this. And that's what I did. Well, they were more upset that I had it on the 5th of November than this was happening to our party. They're basically destroying the party here in El Paso County.
Right.
Total division.
Well, because they want to take it over because the Patriots have it and they don't like that. So,
and you know, we came down for the Pueblo County Lincoln Day dinner.
And
I know you were down there. And I had went to the VIP because I'm a VIP.
You were Randy State.
I didn't make it to the VIP.
Yeah. So Lauren Boebert was there, and I did ask. I said, "Gee, you know, this is the main fundraising for El Paso County, except that there's a whole group who decide to have their own fundraiser on the exact same day." And isn't that a terrible thing? And she said, well, I don't want to get in the middle of it.
For the sake of the money they give me.
Yeah. I mean, it was hilarious. But obviously, behind the scenes, you had KBB egging them on to.
Yes.
Well, and so
that's the hard part. That's the hard part about it, because based on what I understand about being a party chair for the state, you should be supporting those county chairs. When they call you and say, hey, I need help with something, you should be motivated to find out what is happening. Right. She didn't even do that. And well, I know now she didn't do that because she already knew what was happening.
Mm-hmm. And she was working to undermine you. Well, and so then to cut to the chase too, because this is the thrust of the, you know, the Colorado politics story. It's never happened before and unprecedented. So the executive, or one of the committees, 15, it was a 15-5 vote. The Republican
That's
Party.
That's supposed to be secret too.
Right. Yeah.
But obviously.
Oh, thank you for letting me know that. I was asking for that information. Thank you. I know now.
Okay. Well, it was according to Ernest Lunning.
It was in the newspaper because the establishment gave it to him. But then that's okay.
I'm not supposed to know.
Right, they censure you for not
censuring them.
For censuring them for not, you know, and for not for what? For not working to help the candidates. Or, I mean, what can you talk about it, or is that secret? Do we have to just rely on the news media to tell us what the secret information is?
Oh Lord, please don't rely on the news media. You know you're never gonna prove it that way.
Right.
See, when you have a group of people who have boycotted two of your Lincoln Day dinners.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then they start their own little thing. And that's fine. If you want to have a victory office, please have at it. Work as hard as you can to get candidates elected. I cheer you on that. But don't tout yourself as the Republican headquarters. So right. That's where I had my issue. They kept saying, you're not doing anything to help the candidates. How would you know that if you never come by the office?
Yeah.
How do you legitimately know what we are doing? You don't.
And what? Who are these particular? Who are these particular candidates they love so much?
Well, you know, there's a lot of redistricting that happened throughout our state, right? So, House District 17 and House District 18. They redistricted and made it even more Democrat.
Mm. Yeah.
So the chances of us winning were very, very slim. We knew that going in. Apparently, they had raised a ton of money and they're doing all this walking and they've talked to all these people and we're going to win this. And I'm looking at the numbers and I'm going, oh, God, help us.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other one was a stronghold that we'd had for many, many years in House District 16. But again, they redistricted and made it more Democrat.
So
we were hopeful in that district. Very, very hopeful. Well, it didn't happen.
Well, so
you
why
can pay.
Right.
Well, they pay people money to go and knock on doors. But I'm telling you right now, as a candidate, if you don't get your tail out there and you knock on doors and you talk to those constituents, your chances go down even more of winning. That's just fact.
Well, and here's the thing, though, too. I want to bring something up that, okay, so they vote. They have a secret vote to censure you for not helping the candidates enough. But now we had several times on our show the folks from Park County where Dick Elsner, who was the state treasurer of the entire
Christy Burton's Bounds treasurer.
He is actively campaigning for a Democrat. I don't think they censured him.
And the chair, which is his wife, was also caught campaigning for Democrats. But Christy Burton Brown didn't want to say anything about that.
She didn't even want him to leave the position.
So we got to ask ourselves, what's the difference? Why are those people allowed, the Rhino establishment people allowed to actively campaign for a Democrat? And that's cool. But you didn't win in Colorado. So they're going to censure you. I mean, what's the difference, Vicki, do you think? And why are you being treated like this?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, I believe. Some would say one thing. I don't totally agree with that. You know, they throw in the race thing. I don't totally agree with that. I'm not the kind of person that everything is about race. That's not me. However, there are people who are still upset that I actually follow the rules. They have lied repeatedly saying that I have violated our bylaws here in El Paso County. And every single time I ask them, please tell me what bylaw I have violated. They can't find one. So they know I'm a person that's going to stick by the rules, even if it hurts me. I'm going to do what is required of me by our bylaws. And these people, these individuals, some of them are former chairs. They're people who have been in political office for many, many years, which is a whole nother problem. They are not used to any type of pushback. They're not used to a person following the rules. They're not used to being told, no, that is not according to our bylaws. And I think that's probably the biggest part of it. They're not used to not being able to control someone.
Right. Right.
And one of the things that I will fight you tooth and nail on, you're not going to control me.
Well, and here's the thing. So people understand, you were elected by the members of the El Paso County Republican Party. El Paso County Republicans elected you the chair. It wasn't somebody waved a magic wand and poof, you were the chair, or, you know, you paid out a bunch of favors. The people elected you. The people could have elected them and they didn't. And they don't like that. And I think we were talking about this before. I said, these establishment Republicans, they want to tell us who we can vote for. And if we don't vote for who they tell us to, they want to try to squash us and censure us and do this and that. Right. And it's, and the, you know, these people, again, it's like the people voted them out. So, so what do? They turn around and censure you. And again, they don't censure their friends, the other Rhino establishment people, for doing the exact same thing.
I must say, I did warn you, Vicki, when you had your Lincoln Day dinner, that Christy Burton Brown was not your friend, and you and you couldn't trust her. And you said, "No, no, I get along with her." Oh, no, no.
For a brief moment, we got along until she said something to me that flipped the script. We had a situation where the previous administration had said that they were going to pay a bill that they required me to do that I didn't have the money to do it with. I said, I don't have the funds to do that. I'm really just trying to build our funds back because I came in here with no money. In fact, we were in the negative. I said, I can't afford what you're asking me to do. Oh, we'll take care of it. We'll take care of it. So now Christy is in because they send that bill so late, like 3 or 4 months late. I get the bill. I send her the receipt. I said, the former chair, Ken Buck, they said that they would take care of this bill. Well, I don't have any record of that. I said, I'm sending you the record. and she said, I said, this is what they said to me. You can find out however you want to. All I can tell you is what they said.
Right.
So she calls the executive, the former executive director. He says, I don't know anything about that.
Oh,
so he lied.
Right.
Then she contacts me again. I said, Christy, I don't know what to tell you other than I trust a person at their word. And this is what they said to me. And now I have this almost $3,000 bill. I don't have the funds to pay right now.
Right.
And then she said something to me that made me know who she is. She said, do you have that in writing?
Okay.
I said, so this is how this is going to work, right?
Right.
I said, at one point, I don't know if this is the same time or another time. I said, don't ever call me again. I said, if you want to communicate with me, we will communicate by text and email because you have lied to me multiple times. Right. There's a lot of things I can tolerate. I will not tolerate being lied on or lied to. I will not lie on you and I will not lie to you. And I accept that same respect. And so from that point on, our communication has been through email and text. Well, she called me one time and said something to me about something that she needed me to do and that I had said this and I had said that. I said, first of all, I didn't say that. And so, no, I'm not going to do that. And she said, you did say you blah, 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 blah. I said, do you have that in writing?
Click.
I'm not going to tolerate being lied to. And I'm not going to tolerate being lied on.
Right.
Well, I will fight back.
Right. Well, and again, you know, so this is sort of secret what the vote is. I mean, clearly they want you out of there. It's the same playbook with Donald Trump. They want to make your life so miserable that you just say, forget
it. What I love about it is you keep on fighting back.
Yeah.
It drives them nuts. It drives them nuts.
I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, I'm not fighting for them. I'm fighting for the people in my county.
Absolutely.
It's just like, thank God you are, because no one else is, right? I mean, no one else. We learned this. You know, Dick Wadhams is out there saying the reason they lost is Trump. Well, he said that last time, but what was the excuse when we lost before? I mean, nobody is looking out for the people. And here's what drives them crazy. That's why the people keep electing people like you, right? Because that you're standing up for them, that you're, you know, and they just, they somehow think, you know, these Eli Bremers and these Rhino establishments, not just down there, but everywhere, that we're the chosen ones. We're the elites. All you stupid peasants, you know, what are you even doing here? You know, so, but then, so then we're going to form our own little party and not invite you, and then get mad when you complain about it.
Well, they got, they, you know, the thing that's funny to me is this. These people have moaned and groaned and complained after this election. Well, in the primary, when all of their people won.
Right.
Right. All their people won. All right. Their people.
All their women.
And I'm thinking, oh, well, that's interesting. I didn't expect, I thought some other people would win, that we'd have more variety. Right. Right.
Diversity.
Right. So all their people won. So they're start their own little thing, and they're promoting the candidates. I'm putting out ads. I'm sending out stuff. We have people knocking on doors. They don't think we're doing anything, but we're doing all this work, right?
Right.
So when the election is over and their quote unquote people did not win, how is it my fault? I haven't done a thing. We haven't knocked on any doors. We haven't made any phone calls. I haven't spent money on ads. We've done absolutely nothing.
Right. Well,
but it's my fault that they lost.
It's your fault.
Well, and you did all the work.
Yeah. Right? They didn't want your help, right? They didn't want your help.
To you, you did all this work. The El Paso County Republican headquarters did not one thing for the candidates. But it's my fault. Now, maybe guys understand that rationale, but I don't.
No. And again, I'm going to censor you. But if you're a rhino head in another county, that's perfectly fine. You can actively campaign for the Democrat against the Republican. And because we don't like that Republican either, because he's asking a lot of questions about money. So, well, where does it go from here?
Yeah. Are you going to appeal it to the State Central Committee?
I got to tell you, at first I thought, you know, we have so many things to get done before March. Do I want to tackle this? And one of the things that I think is very important is to always get counsel. Don't just always go based on what you think in your head, because sometimes what you're thinking in your head is not the way it should be. Right. So I sought counsel, talked to different ones, and people that I respect, people that I admire. And they said, you need to do this, because this is about the people. Because here in El Paso County, the censor happened. I had no intentions of that. At all. My only goal was to get the information out to our central committee, because they're the ones who voted all these people in. And these people are violating their trust by working within an organization that's outside of the El Paso County GOP. So therefore, I felt like they needed to know all the information, and it was presented to them. They made the decision on this. This is not something I did in a vacuum. This was something that was very open. They were able to make those choices. They made amendments to the motion that was presented by one of the central committee members. Motions were made, things were changed, moved around, and that's how we came out with the final result. I could care less if people are censored. A slap on the hand is all it is. Right. However, it is important to me that our people know what is happening, and that they are a part of that decision making. Not just something the two of us make in this office, because the vice chair, I don't know where he is, but it's not something that Cheryl and I should make on our own. And it needed to be presented to our people here, because they are the voters. They're the ones that put all these people in these positions. They should be making that decision. That was the decision they made. And I thought it was curious in the papers here. My name is, hey, I think I was on the front page. My name is plastered everywhere. Right, saying that I have been censored. Now, when they found out about these other people that were censored, I think it was like 33 people. That's all they said. 33 people were censored. Well, where are their names? Why are their names not plastered all over the front page?
That falls under the secret rules.
Well, I hope you're.
I
hope you're going to rerun for county chair.
Because it's been so much fun.
No, we've got to have you, because then we'll go down. We'll go down in March to the SEC meeting and have a great old time. We'll have a great old time.
We always have fun there.
Yeah, and we'll have it again. You went down there and beat them before, and you'll beat them again.
And you know what it's like? Why do we always have to fight? Why can't we just all get along?
Get along together. Yeah.
Well, Vicki, listen, we're out of time. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for fighting.
Anytime you need support, let us know.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you allowing me to come on and give you the other side.
Yes.
I'll pass.
I love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Great patriot.
I'm glad. And just to quickly explain, so if she appeals it, so this was like the inner circle that voted to censure her. Mm-hmm. There is a much bigger group, some 500 people, that she can appeal it to.
The executive committee, which I was on until it got redistricted out. And so was Casper, and so was Dave Williams resigned. I forgot. A lot of them resigned, right. So they got new ones.
Right. So, and Vicky, just if you're listening, Leo's saying thank you. Sandra's saying good person. Thank you, Vicky. And then Jacob points out, ask Tina Peters what the price is. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Hey, that is going to wrap it up for us today. Thank you to Casper. Thank you to Vicky. Thank you to everybody on Zoom. We love having you there.
Apparently, we're going to have a movie night after Party Fridays or something. It's not wrong. It's not totally wrong on the thing. But take care, everybody. Yeah.
See you on Party Friday. Bye-bye.